Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Thank you, Jason. Jason's engineering the broadcast. Everyone all set? Cock, lock, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I just want to read something to you. It sounds similar to something you might have heard in history class. You know, in elementary school, but it's a little different. Bring us your fat, your lazy, your homos, your bisexuals, your trisexuals, your cross-dressers, your transsexuals, your illegal aliens, your perverts, your parasites, your criminals, your politicians, your lawyers, your socialists, your sadists, your masochists, your drug addicts, your used car salesmen, and degenerates. Oh, that's just off the birthday invitation to Joe's birthday. Lindley's with us. Welcome, Lindley.
Good morning, Vince. I'm ready to go.
Well, I just thought I'd open with that. That's what it's like here in occupied territory, right?
Yeah, really. Boy, we're really going busters here in California. A lot of parents are very upset here in this state.
Who's upset?
A lot of parents.
Oh, yeah. And they should be. Tell us why.
Well, first I'd like to say that October 18th, Monday, the state of California is holding a walkout of our schools. So hopefully whether you like the vaccine or not, whatever, hopefully you're going to go for choice. We need pro-choice, right? And everyone in the state is hopefully going to walk out with their kids and call in, not sick, but call in and say, we are boycotting because of the vaccine. So that's one thing that's going on here. But there's a lot.
Well,
I mean,
Lindley, that's,
we got
yeah,
the
that's
porn.
Just... That's just one thing about the public school system. What about the message that it's okay to be anything you want to be? You can be bi, tri, and change your mind, and 30 seconds from now you can be a homosexual, anything you want, you can be you. Isn't that the message of the public training camp in California?
It is. It is. And, all I keep... The conclusion for me every time is LGBTQ is a dead end.
What do you mean by a dead end? You mean that girls can't reproduce with girls and boys can't reproduce with boys and it's a society ender, a humanity ender?
Yes.
Is that what you mean by yeah?
Yes.
No question about it.
Absolutely. Or even, how about this? Let's confuse them so much that by the time they figure out who they really are, it's too late.
Yeah, you're on ground zero of that. I know you are. Okay. What else? What else is happening in California other than gas prices being among the highest in the nation?
How about Newsom is mandating mental health in middle and high school, which could be perceived as good, if handled correctly, but we already know nothing is handled correctly. So I'm going to go right to mental health here. Mental health here in my area is called CASSY, C-A-S-S-Y, which is headed by our mayor of our little town, who loves LGBTQ because now we know that she has a gay son. So she's promoting it everywhere. Now we know why. It's everywhere in our town. It's even on the crosswalks. So, you know, Newsom wants everyone now to be guided by mental professionals to let our children know that they have a choice as to what gender they want to be.
Let me share something with you that's really disturbing to me. In the 1990s, I was a public school teacher. Taught high school. And I was teaching advanced computer science. That's when we built that computer manufacturing center in the classroom. And I had a boss who was the superintendent, and he was a great, great boss. And he let me do whatever I wanted to do because he knew of my values. And, 1 second, okay? I need to get a sip of water. So, we had a great relationship, and I thought I'd like to have him on the air with me. Lynn, you'll have to take over for the next couple of minutes. I'm coughing, okay?
Okay, sure. I understand. Well, you know, a lot is going on here in California. We have crazy things like UC Berkeley students are helping to raise funds for the Taliban. You know, it just shows how indoctrinated our state education system is. And then also we've got Newsom. Newsom just signed legislation requiring ethnic studies for graduation from high school and Cal State universities. Now, if I read this correctly, and I think I did, the legislation includes an opt-out so that a school could say, hey, we don't want the latest version, which passed because the original version was so bad with white supremacy and everything, that they now have an opt-out in the sign legislation that allows you to revert back to the original. So what the heck is that about? I mean, these people are as evil as they come. They come with opt-outs for, so if you don't like the good thing, you can go back to the bad. You know, masks and vaccines for our children, that's ridiculous. I'm so grateful that I am homeschooling, and I really want to plug homeschooling. Vince, we've talked a lot about it. Homeschooling is the best thing. My children are so much safer at home. For so many reasons, as I know we've all learned over the last couple decades. And then here's another thing going on. How crazy is this that this could even be debatable? Parents are being told that parents don't have any right to guide the teachers and what they want their children to be taught. I mean, someone actually, I forget who it was, came out and said that it's none of the parents' business what the teachers are teaching the parents' children. That's ridiculous. I could go on forever. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But well, yes. I'm sorry. I had this little coughing spell. I must have swallowed something wrong. But anyway, back to the 90s, I was teaching this public school system class. And the superintendent was just a wonderful man. He let me have pretty much free rein in terms of the subject matter because he understood what I was teaching was advanced computer skills, entrepreneurship. It had never been done before. No one else had the ability to do it all. And they had it right there in our little poor county in Virginia. So I thought, I ought to call that guy up. I've been trying to get his phone number. I have great difficulty reaching his phone number. And, you know, we're talking 30 years later, right? Well, I called the school system, and I got one of the employees. And I said I was trying to, you know, reach the boss. And, well, he retired, you know. I knew that, yep. And this gal knew who I was, absolutely knew who I was, because she'd been there a long time. And I said, you know, I'd like to invite him to come on the air with me and talk about what in the heck happened to the public school system, you know, with all these... gays and homos and tries and buys. And she said to me, well, Vincent, you know, people have different opinions. I couldn't believe it. I think what I heard was, you know, I'm okay with all this queer stuff that we're teaching in the public school. I think that's what I heard. Now, I'm not 100% sure. I was stunned. I expected her to say, yeah, I remember you when you were fighting the private prison coming to town and you beat those guys up, and then you were fighting the dump from Allied Waste coming to our county and you beat those guys up. You know, good for you. Let's go get these homos. That's not what happened. I can't believe it. I think the public school system in Virginia has been invaded more than I thought it was. Really? I'm serious. That was a real tough moment for me, thinking that, man, oh man, the little people have given up. And what I mean by the little people, I mean me too. I'm talking about all of us who are not part of the Bill Gates and Bezos set. You know, the committee set. The committee of 300. The queen. Huh.
Yeah.
The queen. Yep. Okay. Back to you.
Well, you know, it's very easy to be complacent in your own little world when you're very comfortable and you know what's going on, but until it's in your backyard, it's so easy to do nothing. You know, and here, you know, it's been with all this LGBTQ thing has been with me pretty hardcore for the last 3 years. And, you know, growing up here in California, and just, I'll say as a Christian, but just as a good person with a heart, I don't condemn anyone who finds themselves in these situations of feeling like they're attracted to the same sex or whatever. I really blame it on the system. I don't think that these people are bad. I think that they're misguided and they need to be loved right out of it. It's the organizations that are the terrorist groups that have infiltrated our country, thanks to Obama and everybody in the past who has worked towards allowing this to be shoved down our throats. And that's the issue for me, is get it out of my home. If I don't want it, if I didn't ask for it, I didn't pay for it, whatever, get it out. It doesn't belong. Keep it in your little world. That's where it belongs. That's it.
I'm not in complete agreement with you. These guys are perverts. I mean, these guys are queers. And yeah. You look at Homo Pete, you know, transportation secretary, you know, running the transportation system in the United States. I got to tell you, he's doing a pretty bad job. And I saw the greatest logo. I got to give credit to some of these artists that come up with these political bumper sticker kind of artwork. You know, they have like Hillary.
Okay.
That was pretty good. Well, they have, is it memes? Okay. They had a great one I saw this morning. It was Biden, B-I-D-E-N. And it's in the style of Biden, you know, that meme. But the E in Biden was an empty shelf. That's who Biden is. He's the empty shelf. B-I-D, empty shelf, N, Biden. And you might be able to find it on the internet. It's brilliant. We need more. We need more like that. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Lindley's with us, and she's in California. Lindley, October 18th. That's next. That's next Monday, right?
Couple days.
That's the
yeah, 4 days away. Yep.
That's the day that students are going to walk out of the school system. Is there any particular reason for that, or is that just the closest day that it could be organized?
Yeah, it's probably just the closest day that we can organize. We have a lot going on. We have rallies. We are doing so much, Vince. We have a big rally on Saturday at Pier 39 at Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco. You know, it's just endless what we do, but nobody, what we have found, Vince, is we are being censored like crazy here in our Bay Area. San Francisco Bay Area Patriots are being censored in every possible way. So no one outside of California really knows how hard we're fighting and how many people are awake.
You know, the one thing that would make this better, I don't know if it's planned or not, but it, that is if those students would have the address of the principal's homes, and they went en masse to the principal's house and just kind of walked around the block and walked around the block, you know, and stopped in front of the house, chanted, you know, pleasant things. And then, you know, mostly spend time in front of the principal's house. But then the police will come. They'll say, get moving. You know, get off the road. Okay, can't walk on the road. Got to stay on the sidewalk. Okay, we'll stay on the sidewalk. And just, but you are allowed to march around. So I think that that might be a nice plus. Your talking points are extraordinarily good. extraordinarily good. Please continue.
Thank you. You want me to, gosh, let me see. Well, you want to talk, let's see. I have so many examples of what's going on here in my town. You know, I want to remind everybody of the play that my child was in called She Kills Monsters. This was in the local high school, and it was where the devil himself is a good guy higher up on the stage, and then lower down is the main character declaring she's gay right before intermission. She kisses the devil's daughter, who's her best friend. I mean, it's just really sad what's going on. But people all around this country really are speaking out, and they're getting a lot of notice, and I'm proud of them. I really am. I mean, there are a lot of mothers and fathers, like the one, of course, that is getting a lot of notice right now, because now we know that the father in Loudoun County, you know, his daughter was raped by a boy who claimed to be a girl, and the whole thing, and what a mess. And then Biden is also trying, or the school board, I guess, are trying to get Biden to make it illegal for anyone to get upset at the school board or whatever. I mean, they're just cheating. These people are lying, cheating thugs, and I'm sick of it.
You're talking about Loudoun County, Virginia. And yes, there is a father who is suing the county after his 15-year-old was raped by a guy wearing a skirt in the bathroom. So this guy puts on a skirt, rapes this girl in the girl's bathroom. And then he goes to the school board meeting. He goes to the school, tells them what's going on. They don't do anything. He goes to the school board meeting, raises his concerns, and the school board, at the school board meeting in Loudoun County, Virginia, called the sheriff's office, and six riot gear wearing thugs beat up the father and arrest him. So the father absolutely is livid. And what does he do? He does the right thing. He did the right thing by raising this. It now has international media attention. You can go to Daily Mail and just type in Loudoun County. L-O-U-D-O-U-N. County. L-O-U-D-O-U-N. County. And then maybe type in the word rape after that. And you'll find this on the Daily Mail. It's a huge article. And this guy's rightfully suing the school system. And he needs to rightfully sue the county sheriff's office. And he needs to bury them in debt. What'll happen is their insurance company for the school system in the county will stop insuring them. Then they can't operate.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration vaccine panel on Thursday endorsed boosters for Moderna recipients who are at risk of severe COVID-19, occupational exposure to COVID-19, or are 65 years and older. The State Department announced Thursday the U.S. will rejoin the United Nations Human Rights Council 3 years after President Trump walked out on the panel, citing bias against Israel. President Biden's commission on the U.S. Supreme Court will hold a public meeting on Friday to discuss expanding the court, term limits, and more, the White House announced Thursday. Democrats are pushing for more seats after former President Trump appointed three justices to the court. President Bill Clinton was admitted to the University of California Irvine Medical Center on Tuesday for a non-COVID-related infection. Thursday, his staff reported the 75-year-old is getting better after getting IV antibiotics and fluids. USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
The supply chain in America is at a critical stage, resulting in goods not reaching the American households. On the campaign trail in May of 2020, Joe Biden.
We don't have a food shortage problem. We have a leadership problem. One of the reasons why we're not getting material and food to people's tables is because there's no way to get it transported to there. We don't know how to manage what's going on. Hunger today isn't about scarcity. It's about massive failure in leadership.
Journalist for The Federalist, Eddie Scarry on Fox News, says Pete Buttigieg, the man in charge of the supply chain crisis, is not at work and on maternity leave.
Joe Biden's whole image was rehabbed by the media, by and large. This was somebody who was so completely seen, even during the Obama years when he was vice president, an incompetent person who everyone, even within the own Obama administration where he was vice president, made fun of. Pete Buttigieg, his affirmative action hire, one of his many, is supposed to be the point person on this. We just learned, I believe yesterday, he's on maternity leave. He's on family leave. And I hate the whole sexism, racism, any of those charges. But if that were a woman, particularly under the last administration, we would be saying different things about the person who's supposed to be in charge of supply shortages, the choke point when it comes to supplies. You're not hearing much about that under this president. Joe Biden has been rehabbed into somebody who is supposed to be a competent leader and is everything but.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why? God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
It's not just me. It's not. And I can prove it. During the break, I typed in two words into DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo, the search engine. And I typed in two words, Homo Pete. And guess whose picture comes up? Search result number one. Pete Butz's gig comes up, search engine result number one. He is the Transportation Secretary of the United States. He is an abysmal failure. I'm telling you, these homos just can't do a good job. And this is like prime example number one. So it's not just me. calling him Homo Pete. Oh, you have to try it. Just type in Homo Pete. See what happens. Call us up and tell us. Tell me if I'm wrong. Lindley, please continue.
Okay. First, I want to let the audience know that if they want to ever look at a town council meeting, a supervisor meeting, whatever, they can go to YouTube. So if you bypass the media, you know, you can see it right there. So just go to YouTube and search for the Loudoun County meeting for that day, and you'll be able to see it live. That's what I would suggest. I think that's better than listening to the media. And then I also would love to tell a little story about our last town council meeting. You think I can
sure.
do that, Lynn?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
We've got a little less than a half hour left.
Okay, plenty of time. Okay. So there are two of us here in this town who are pretty hardcore fighting the establishment here. My good friend Cindy and I. And Cindy has been doxxed or canceled three times by three different brokers, real estate brokers, because the Antifa, BLM, all the haters around here who hate the Trump supporters, they have been going after Cindy. They've been doing it on Instagram. I know that for sure. So Cindy got to know this teenage boy a gay boy who was going after Cindy in his hate group. And so we are now preparing for the council meeting on the 5th of October. And Cindy says to me, I just found out that one of my haters who has gotten me canceled, fired three times, is the mayor's son. So Cindy wrote a very nice, you know, she was very calm when she read her speech, because, you know, if we don't write it down, we might not say everything we want to say in the way we want to say it. So she thoughtfully wrote something down and she read it to the town council, and right away, soon as Cindy mentioned that the mayor's son was one of her haters, the mayor turned to the town attorney who was sitting there and said, town attorney, do I have to hear about my family? Blah, 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 blah. So one thing led to another, and we are now booted from the meeting. The meeting is now done. We're going to Zoom. Now, this has already happened one other time. At least one other time. So now we are leaving. We're slowly getting out of the chamber and we're going into the lobby before we exit through the glass doors outside. And as we're going through the lobby, in rushes the mayor's husband, who lives just a few blocks away. And he is raging. And he has his finger pointing at the crowd that's coming at him. That's trying to exit, and he is looking for Cindy, and he finds her, and she's right next to me, and he is threatening her, I'm going to kill you, you never speak about my son again, and who is it who bullhorned in front of our house? And he's going absolute ballistic. Where are the police? Well, they're just kind of, they're in the background. So I stand off to the side. Some people hold him back. Finally, the police show up. Then the mayor shows up. The mayor then settles him down. He's still raging. And we're in, like, it must have been 5 minutes at least, where he's yelling, ranting, and raging. So do you think he got arrested? No.
Of course not. Of course not.
That question.
He's part of the
would
system.
Would I have gotten arrested? I would have been arrested immediately. Okay, Cindy would have been arrested immediately. All Cindy did was let the mayor know that she knows, that Cindy knows who has been doing this to her, and here it's her, it's the mayor. So Cindy didn't do anything wrong. So the mayor settles him down, whatever. No charges that I know of as of right now, or perhaps it's in progress, but I know Cindy is going to press charges, and she is getting a restraining order. There were so many witnesses. It was wonderful. But, you know, the guy should have been arrested. But there we go again, you know. Rules for you and not for me. So we'll have to see what happens
And class, this is ground zero. These things that we talk about, these stories that we tell you on USA Prepares, we can tell you because we're involved in them at ground zero. This is not something that was read about. Lindley was there with her friend Cindy. Please continue. Are you going to get to the point about allowing trans girls in the girls' bathroom? And what? A trans girl is not a girl. A trans girl is a guy, right?
Yeah, trans girl means that you've transitioned into a girl.
Well,
yeah,
mentally,
so you're a
maybe.
Boy. And, well, mentally.
Mentally, yeah. Mentally maybe, but not physically. And chromosomes actually determine whether you're male or female. So even if you have a plumbing change, that doesn't mean that you have changed sexes. You're still the same sex you were born with. And that comes right from Dr. Shuley.
Yeah.
You are who you are, and you're not going to be able to change sex. You can change your appearance. You can pretend to be a different sex, but you're not. So please tell us a story about allowing boys who pretend to be girls in the girls' bathroom. And girls who pretend to be boys in the boys' bathroom. What's your experience with that?
Well, my experience actually with my child who says that she's a boy is at the high school where my children were, they were actually very, very willing to do whatever it took to keep my child safe. And so I think that there might have just only been one other trans kid in this school. And so they were able to use the bathroom in the office and also have their PE schedule changed so that when my child went to school, the first period was PE, so there wasn't a lot of changing clothes and stuff. But, you know, we were at the Crown Room. We were at the Fairmont Hotel this last weekend, and he had to use the bathroom, and boy, it was scary. So he went into the men's bathroom, and then
who are you talking about?
I'm sorry. I'm talking about my son.
Okay, you're talking about your daughter who is identifying as a boy. Is that right?
I'm talking about my one of my identical twin daughters who thinks that she's a boy. Yeah.
Okay. So that daughter. Okay.
You know, do you think I'm not mentally ill for even having this conversation? We are all mentally ill for even having this conversation. At least I feel that way. I feel like I've been bamboozled. Like I can't even. I don't even know what to say, you know? So anyways, I told my child yesterday that I'm very concerned about him going in the men's bathroom, and I know he knows why. And, you know, and he said, oh, I just went into, no one was in there, and I went in and I just washed my hands and I got out of there. And I'm really thinking, you know, at some point, there's got to be a limit where you just say, I don't want to be in there. It's gross. I mean, why would I want to be in there? And I don't feel safe. And these people are all bigger than me and stronger than me. Why would I want to put myself in that position? So that's my experience so far.
Are you making progress?
Don't ask me a question.
Lindley, are you making progress with your daughter who is identifying as a boy?
You know, I still, the other night I said, well, you know, it's kind of difficult to wear men's clothes when you have a woman's body, right? Because we were going to say goodbye to my dear Aunt Katie, who passed last year, and we couldn't see her because of the stupid pandemic. So he was all dressed up, and, you know, it's just, it's so difficult, Vince. I mean, I'm just lying to myself. We're all lying, and I'm not, and I'm trying not to lie, but then I don't want to hurt him because I am crushing him when I tell him that I just, that he's not a boy. She's not a boy, right? It crushes her. I mean, really. So it's difficult, very difficult.
Lindley, I've heard you use the word him, her, him, her, him, her. And I can hear that it's very, very difficult. Because I know when you talk with me privately, you try to use the word her. And I know that when you're with your two daughters, you use the word him. Because that makes them feel more comfortable, right? Isn't that right?
Right. Right.
But it doesn't make you feel more comfortable when you use the word him. It's just you're becoming more used to it. Is that right?
Right. Right. And the grandparents feel as I do. Even though we're all on board to support the child, none of us are in agreement, and we're all confused, and we wish it worked so.
I have seen a photograph of Lindley. I've never met Lindley, but I've seen a photograph of her and her two daughters. And I want to tell you, there are three daughters, but the two twins are absolutely beautiful. They're pretty. They're not disfigured. They're not freaks of nature. They're stunningly beautiful. And so is Lindley. And It's not like her daughter, who identifies as a male, has male features. It's not it at all. She's stunningly pretty. Both twins are identical. So obviously this is something that has been nurtured rather than nature, because they're identical twins. It's the school system.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
California. Finley, I have a bit of good news for you regarding your daughters. And, you know, broadcasters who are on the same network, even broadcasters who are on the same radio station, physical radio station, don't necessarily know each other very well because, you know, one guy goes into the studio, does an hour or two, and then leaves, and then the next guy jumps in the same chair, and then he or she does his or her show and or broadcast, and then they jump out, and the next team jumps in. That's how radio works. National radio, we broadcast from our locations, wherever they may be, across the country or across the world. So, but I know this guy, and he is on Genesis Communications Network, and we just heard a commercial with his name being mentioned. It's Dr. Joel Wallach. He's a medical doctor. He's also a veterinarian. He's been to my home. We've had dinner here at the farm, Dr. Joel Wallach. He's a brilliant guy. Well, he and I would travel around the country, and we would do seminars. Typically, I would get on stage first, and then when my seminar was complete, I would welcome Dr. Joel Wallach onto the same stage. And then he would do his seminar. And so I've seen him in conventions. I've seen him at my house. I've been to his events. He's been to my events, you know, USA Prepares, Get Prepared Expo. Okay, so I know this guy. And here's what he said. Now, I'm paraphrasing. I've interviewed him a bunch of times. Of course, it's all been deleted from YouTube. But the archives are on GCN. I asked him about homosexuality. And he said, I said, what causes it? Now, I'm paraphrasing. And if I get this wrong, Dr. Wallach, please correct me and come on and tell me where I got it wrong. But I asked him about homosexuality, and he indicated that it was a vitamin and mineral supplement in the prenatal condition, meaning before birth, mom and dad did not have the proper nutrition, and that causes homosexuality. Or that's one of the causes of homosexuality. And he said, and you can't put the genie back in the bottle. So once it happens, once there's a birth, and there is a homosexual tendency because of the lack of nutrition and supplements and minerals, etc., you can't fix it. Okay, that's what he said. Those are my words, but I'm paraphrasing. So here's the good news. You have identical twins. They got exactly the same nutrition. This is a state of mind, in my opinion, Lindley. This is not with your daughter, who identifies as a boy. This is a state of mind. This is not a permanent, unfixable prenatal condition. So I want to share that with you. Any comments? That's the good news.
I totally agree. I couldn't agree more. I would have known it long before he came out. I mean, I have to say that of my twins, one was a little bit more into hanging with the boys and kind of did have a little bit more of a tomboyish in him or her. And then the other one didn't do that quite as much. But I'm a total tomboy. I'm the first one to climb the tree and jump into the lake. But I'm still a girl and I still love to dance around the kitchen. And I love my flowers and stuff. And, you know, I'm sorry, but I see no true exhibition of masculinity in any of my children. So it's definitely in the mind. But, boy, there is a stubbornness going on. And yet, I just have to call him or him so we know what we're talking about.
You have to call what?
I have to call my child a him right now, okay? So he does not exhibit any signs of being a boy. He never has, and he never will. He's the same person that he's always been, but he just wants to be called a boy.
I think a lot of this is the environment in California where this is all accepted and celebrated and maybe even worshipped and adored. You know, with all these multicolored gay flags and symbols, etc. Out here, there's none of that. There's none of that. I have a feeling there would be... it wouldn't be pleasant to see those kinds of things here. And I have a feeling they would be destroyed post-haste by the village.
Well, Vince, think about this. We've got Netflix promoting pedophilia. We've got mayors promoting LGBTQ and BLM. We have the mayor, the governor is allowing boys and girls, you know, so everybody who has a say in what we do is all pro this. So it's everywhere. They've even turned Superman into bisexual. I mean, come on. So
the fix for this is get out of Dodge. Go where this is. Get out of California. It's real simple.
Well, at the very least, turn off the media.
That's going to be impossible. Going to be impossible because Zuckerberg and Big Tech and all those, they've got these children by the throat. And they don't. And the children don't know it. Lindley, thanks so much for being with us. I'll see you next week.
Okay. Have a good week.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.